Highlights of the week.
Hello and welcome to Highlights of the Week. I'm Ksenia Samarjamatul. Thank you for joining me. Let's start our quick review of major events that happened this week. Our first stop is Italy. Italy's voters have turned to right-wing and populist parties in an election that is set to leave the country with a hung parliament. The Eurosceptic anti-establishment five-star movement was the biggest single party with a third of the vote. But a coalition of the far-right League and former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's party is set to win most seats in the lower house of parliament. Forming a government could take weeks of negotiation and coalition building.
Highlights of the week.
President Borut Pahor proposed to the National Assembly a comprehensive overhaul of the entire security system and a systemic funding bill. Apart from long-term funding, the legislation would provide the legal basis for the national security system overhaul, including competitive salaries, good training and equipment.
Highlights of the week.
The European Union is still seeking clarity from Washington about whether the 28-nation bloc will be exempt from President Donald Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs. EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström.
So we are counting on being excluded. It's not crystal clear what was in what the president said yesterday, so we will have to seek further clarity on that.
But she warned that if the issue can't be resolved bilaterally or through the World Trade Organization, then, quote, we will have to protect our industry with rebalancing measures.
Highlights of the week.
Now to a very, very gruesome story. Danish inventor Peter Madsen has denied murdering Swedish journalist Kim Wall on his homemade submarine at the opening of his trial in Copenhagen this week. Madsen has admitted dismembering Kim Wall's body and disposing of it at sea, but says she died accidentally. Her remains were found by a passing cyclist 11 days after she interviewed the inventor last August. Madsen is charged with murder, dismemberment and aggravated sexual assault.
Highlights of the week.
Now to a much more pleasant story. The European Commission announced this week that Slovenia had fixed its economic imbalances 6 years after it entered the excessive macroeconomic imbalances procedure. Slovenia's EU Commissioner Violeta Bulc said the news meant a strong message to the market, to domestic and foreign investors, that Slovenia is a stable country and a good partner for future investment. Among the outstanding challenges, she highlighted the need to continue with measures to stabilize the financing of healthcare and pensions.
Highlights of the week.
US President Donald Trump accepted an offer of a summit from the North Korean leader and will meet with Kim Jong-un by May. The South Korean National Security Director told reporters of the planned meeting.
Kim pledged that North Korea will refrain from any further nuclear or missile tests, and he expressed his eagerness to meet President Trump as soon as possible.
Spain's Supreme Court said the man nominated to lead Catalonia's regional government cannot be freed from jail to attend an investiture ceremony. Pro-independence activist Jordi Sanchez has asked to be released to attend Monday's debate and vote in the Catalan parliament. He was jailed on sedition charges after October's independence referendum, which was deemed illegal by Spain.
Highlights of the week. Top story.
Guillermo del Toro's romantic monster fable The Shape of Water swam away with Best Picture Award at this year's Oscar ceremony. The ceremony held last Sunday in Los Angeles exorcised some demons, like last year's envelope fiasco, and touched other problems in Hollywood, like gender equality. The Shape of Water, which came in with 13 nods, took a leading 4 awards, including Best Production Design, Best Score and Best Director for Del Toro.
And I'm very, very proud. I want to dedicate this to every young filmmaker, the youth that is showing us how things are done. Really, they are.
Jordan Peele won for his script to his horror sensation Get Out. Things went as expected in the acting categories, where Frances McDormand won her second Oscar for her performance in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Three widely admired veteran actors won their first Oscars. Gary Oldman won for his Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. Allison Janney for I, Tonya took Best Supporting Actress, and Sam Rockwell, Three Billboards, won Best Supporting Actor. Oldman thanked his mother.
I would like to thank my mother, who is older than the Oscar. She is 99 years young, next birthday. And she is watching the ceremony from the comfort of her sofa. I say to my mother, thank you for your love and support. Put the kettle on. I'm bringing Oscar home.
James Ivory, 89 years old, won Best Adapted Screenplay for his script to the coming-of-age drama Call Me By Your Name, becoming the oldest winner ever. After 14 nominations, cinematographer Roger Deakins finally won for his photography on Blade Runner 2049. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Tune in again next week. Same time, same place. Have a great week.
Highlights of the week.